I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. It is my absolute honor and pleasure to be with you guys today. And of course, with my wonderful friend and sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's really an honor for me to be here.
So we've been talking about pre-pregnancy steps parents should take in order to have a healthy and close to ideal experience during their pregnancy and for the well-being of themselves and their baby. And we decided to start off with nutritious facts, facts on nutrition, the things that the parents should take. You gave the perfect example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidah Khadija sallallahu alaiha of 40 days. Well, obviously, these people were purifying themselves throughout their entire lives so that they could be the grandparents of that luminous lineage of a'immah, the imams alayhi wasallam, right? I mean, it goes back to Nabi Ibrahim even, but specifically for Sayyidah Fatima salamullah alayha, Rasulullah purified himself for 40 days and Allah sent him heavenly fruits to turn into those proteins that would conceive the child. And Sayyidah Khadija salamullah alayha, she was known as Tahira, the pure one, and this and that. So I think with this story, you really highlighted the importance of parents taking care of what they put into their bodies before having a baby. So let's talk more about that if you're cool with it.
Cool. Okay, so about nutrition, we have to know that two points need to be considered. Number one, we need to purify and cleanse the body of the poisons that exist because of our malnutrition or consumption of certain foods.
So toxins, basically. Yeah,
exactly.
Detox ourselves.
Detox our body. And the second factor is to eat and drink healthy food and nutrients. Mm. Okay, so let's start one by one on what to be taken. There is one principle that we have to take into consideration, and that is that if you want healthy children, you will have to have healthy parents.
Duh.
So you can't have like an alcohol addicted a mom or dad. Or you can't have someone who is consuming hashish or other
drugs
and then expect a nice, healthy, smart child.
Sound baby.
Exactly. So this is rule number one. Some people believe that 3 months prior to pregnancy, they will have to detox their bodies of the poisons that exist or of the toxins that exist in the body. And the reason is that the formation, the duration of the formation of the sperm takes 90 days for a new sperm to
be produced.
Exactly. So if you want your body, the conception of your body to be of your sperm and your eggs to be completely pure, you need to start from 90 days before.
Uh-huh.
That is the reason that you have to start from this
three
have
months,
this
right.
3 month cycle. And some people believe that because 40, the number 40 is a religious number, they would stick with the 40 number. It's a choice. But if you want to make sure that everything goes well, you can stick with the 90-day period.
Mm. So maybe we could have like a marriage of both. Physically purify themselves for 3 months and spiritually cleanse themselves for 40 days.
That's a very good option.
Good luck, you guys.
Yeah. You know, some people start from the time of the month of Rajab. They start this cycle.
Oh, beautiful.
This decision. Yeah. So if you start from if you start cleansing your body and soul from the month of Rajab, where fasting is so highly recommended and has so much heavenly reward, you work on yourself for through the 30 days of month of Rajab, and then you go to Sha'ban, and you get all these blessings, spiritual blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is many, many fold in that month. The spiritual journey is facilitated by the blessings that you will receive. And then the month of Ramadan, which you are, your host is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the gates of hell are closed, and you have countless opportunities to build yourself physically and spiritually. So that's a very good hint for people who want to start this journey. We have to take into consideration that we have two problems these days. Overeating. We are always constantly, our stomachs are engaged. Our digestion is always engaged, eating this fast food, drinking that, eating that food, eating so many things that we never give any rest to our digestive system. And overeating is actually one of the problems of our age. The second problem is eating food that is not healthy, that it has, you're eating a large mass of food, but with very low nutrients. Mm. So because of these two points that have become turned into lifestyles, we need to be extra careful in detoxing our bodies.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
One of the problem is that our body naturally gets rid of the toxins through your skin, through the kidneys, through the liver, and through the intestines. But sometimes the mass of all these poisonous and toxins in the body is so much that some is restored in the body and gets into the blood circulation and causes a very sick liver.
Mm.
And when you get this sick liver, there are more toxins stored within your body, which leads to your low immune system. You're always feeling fatigue, you're getting sick, and other problems that having a very bad skin, you know, when your hair starts to fall, and blah, blah, blah. Two things that we eat, that we consume a lot, that harms the liver so much is flour, white flour, and white sugar.
Oh, my God.
All the sweets that we're having every single day, muffins, donuts, cakes, exactly. All these lovely food that we always have and we've accustomed ourselves to, these are very poisonous. These they cause a lot of toxins to our body and storage of these in the
liver.
The fast foods.
That's the saddest piece of information I've received today.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
You know, our taste gets used to certain food.
True.
For example, 20 years ago, if you had pizza, you were like, I'll try it. I'm not sure if I like it. And then like, it's not bad. No, I love it. You know, and now you die for it.
Mm.
But so your taste has changed. I remember first time I tasted cheesecake, I was like, ew.
It's salty and it's weird.
Exactly. It tasted, I exactly remember it was 20 so years ago that I tasted it in a wedding and it really disgusted me. And then now I'm in love with it.
Exactly.
Why? Because your taste changes over the period of years.
Mm. So, and vice versa. Like children don't like vegetables, they don't like milk and this and that. I look back, but now if I don't have like my vegetables and fibers a day, I feel heavy and I feel sickly and I feel ick about myself.
Exactly. When I go to restaurants, I love the size of the food, which are the vegetables.
Exactly.
More than the meat itself, I would love to go for the size of the vegetables. So it's a matter of taste growing and building that taste. Mm. I remember when my daughter was small, one of her snacks was bell pepper. She loved bell pepper, like different colors, red, yellow, and green. I would like slice them for them. And she like, even now she loves it. So it really depends on how you build the taste of your child. Mm. Okay, getting back to pre-pregnancy and the points we have to take into account. One very good detoxant, according to the Iranian tradition, is the different kinds of ash.
What's that?
Ash is a mixture of sabzis or herbs and certain beans.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are three kinds of ash that are very popular detoxants for pre-pregnancy. I love them. The taste is so good. I remember my grandma used to make a lot of them. Ashajo or barley ash, which you make it, you fry the onions. And then I want this episode to be very practical. We're not giving any theoretical, you know, we've talked enough about theory.
Right.
Yeah, we want to have some fun programs where you can actually be hands-on and make some food for yourself. And even if you don't want to get pregnant, if you want to have a healthy detoxing cycle, you can do it from now. So you fry the onion and then you add some water, some barley, and some vegetables.
Mm. Any vegetables? Is it the whole sort of thing where you clear out your fridge and just dump it all in?
No, the taste will get ruined if you add any kinds of vegetables.
Okay, so mindful vegetables.
Yeah,
mindful.
Yeah. Right. I don't exactly know the kind of vegetable you add inside, but we have to, you know, do a research and see what kind of vegetables. Because in Iran, when you go to the vegetable shop, you say, I want ash. Vegetables for ash, and they would give it to you.
So I assume it's basically parsley, probably dill. Some people would
know better than me.
Because my mom, she's a chef, and she's obsessed with these
things. Wow, so tell us.
I don't cook,
parsley?
Though. Shout out to people that I don't cook.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, parsley, maybe dill, spinach. Uh-huh. And these are very high in iron, all of it. Mm-hmm. And what else do they put in? I think they put carrots in it,
if I'm not
mistaken.
No, not in ash.
Barley ash.
That's barley soup you're talking about.
Ah, okay. See, I don't cook.
But the herbs that you mentioned were perfect.
Mm.
So this is one. The other one is aloo bukhara ash. I actually searched aloo bukhara. It's aloo bukhara. Aloo bukhara is actually dried plums. Yeah, so they're very rich in fiber. And one very good detoxing dish for pre-pregnancy is also verjuice ash or ashe apgure.
Okay.
Unripe grape.
Aha.
Where they juice the unripe grape, it's very sour, and it's extra good for lowering the blood pressure. So a lot of people who have high blood pressure, they take one small cup of verjuice
in the morning probably.
And prior to going to bed.
Right. But women should be careful, though, of consuming it too much.
Exactly.
Because as far as I know, most women have low blood pressure.
Yeah. And for people with ulcers, consuming vinegar and a lot of verjuice is not good at all.
Yes.
So they have to be replaced with some other stuff. These were just three dishes that are used for detoxing the body pre-pregnancy. Mm. That usually women consume it, but also men, they can use it, as we said, you know, the cycle.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now I'm hungry.
Thank
Congratulations. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us on this episode of Muslim Lady, where we talked about pre-pregnancy steps to detox our bodies and make it ready for the baby. Until another episode, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the Lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
La ilaha illallah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.